भारत
They are meant to be peaceful. They are meant to have a prosperity in their life. And they are meant to progress into the spiritual path. This is the human's nature. They are meant to be peaceful. They are meant to be prosperous. And they also meant to make advancement in the spiritual life. But to have this thing, there is to be good completion. They cannot have compared people in Iran in the country and hope that everything will be okay. The death is a banning on everywhere. You know, and then you're thinking they're very peaceful. For the peace of the country, for the peace of the society, for the wealth of the society, for the progress of life of the human society, there is the good population. So Arjun says, although you know peace and prosperity and you know advancement in spiritual life is important, and to help that one is to have a good population. I hope that Buddhist is good populated. Only woman can produce the good population. You want a baby who can produce, they cannot produce baby. Only woman can produce baby. And answer is that if you destroy the woman, if you make them unhappy, how are they going to produce a good population for you? And there's no good population, how are they going to be happiness and peace in the country? How are they going to give prosperity in the country? In this way, Arjun trying to highlight in the first chapter that the woman must be respected. According to the Shastra, there are 12 kinds of children are born in the world. Sometimes we are wondering why there are so many problems in the world, because there are 12 types of children are born in the world. One is called Aurasa, second is called Setrajan, third is called Kattar, fourth is called Prithiraman, fifth is called Pudottaman, six is called Abhavittan, seven is called Kanidan, eight is called Sadodan, nine is called Kiridan, 10 is called Bahularban, 11 is called Suyadatal, 12 is called Parasara. Aurasa is a child born from the legitimate marriage. One man, one woman, they come together, legally, legitimately, they married and they produce a child, is the number one child, Aurasa. Then another child is born, and the couple is born having a child, there is some problem. So we call it the testy baby. They make sperm is taken from a man and injected into the womb of the woman. So there's the child born. He's not the same as the Aurasa. Aurasa is from the one marriage of man, but this one coming from another man, the sperm is come. So this child is known as the Setradan, testive deity. And the third one is called Tata, that these people have so many children, and there will be somebody, no children. They do not want child, they take another take. This another type of child. And this child is taken to another family, and they love the child like their own, and bring up a child as their own with love and death. And he is known as the Vithiraman. Fourth type of child. The sixth type of child is that this woman do not know who is the father of the child. The woman herself do not know, because she has got so many men in her life, so she is not able to see who is the father. So that child is called good old Tabel. And the sixth type of child is for Abhavita, that there's some lady give birth to a child, and then they throw the child, they put the child in front of the mosque. Sometimes they throw in the kabi. Somewhere they form the child, but they do not know who's the father, mother. A child neglected by the parent, old parents, is known as the Abhavitan. It's not the same as the first one. It's not the same as the second one. See, all coming on to the different kinds of consciousness when they draw it. because of the effectiveness of, you know, this meditation I will take. This is the sixth kind of child. The seventh kind of child is that a child is born from the sacred layer, the lower. He's got another lower. Somebody, the child is coming from the sixth. There's another child that is called, carnivore. And the eighth type of child is that during the marriage, the lady, the woman is already pregnant, but the man is not knowing this thing. There's a child born. He's called by Sarvodhan. And the ninth child is called Kirida. That they sell the child for another person for money. Is it India in some of the places? The child is set. So this child is growing up by Bobo, by another person. He is known as the Kirida. And the tenth kind of child is that the woman from the second marriage, she's giving birth to a child, is known as, a Baularba. And the 11th type of child is that the child do not know who's the father. But somebody goes around and look for somebody to be their father and mother. He chooses one and all, somebody. So there's a 12th type of child is that there's somebody spiritually very high with a spiritual background. Somebody, spiritually zero. And these two people come together, in the term of, uncontrolled senses, and the child is born is called Parasabha. In this way, there are 12 kinds of child born in the world. So now, Arthas are given to Krishna in the first chapter is there, where the woman are happy in the world. Everything else has thrown shift. In a word, because poor population must be there, he said, because the child is the womb of a mother for 10 months, and the emotion of the mother is going to the child. That mother is carrying the child. So that emotion, all the emotion are going into the child. And the child, when they're growing up, they take the emotion of the mother. One was in the womb, been put on a con then. In this way, Atum says, then the woman is not protected. And they are not respected. And there will be a great, degradation in the people's life. According to our sastra, the Srimad Bhagavatam, we say that yam avut atmano yandam detme. He says that man is only af, woman is only a. Only they become full, then they come together, husband and wife. And the woman, the man wants to agitate the woman. The woman, he wants to beat the woman. The woman suffers, he wants to misbehave. Then when the sastra is saying, you're misbehaving with your own body. Because the other one is a half part of you. So in this way, the sastra says, in a place where they worship the woman, very beautifully, Manu, the father of, mankind, he says that, yadra nasyastu pujyate, ramante tatra devata. That again, yadra kastu na pujyate, sarastato, Palatiyar, the sastra says, in a place where women are respected, women are worshipped, even the debijor, they become very happy and bless their life. But in a place where women are disrespected, and their peace figure, everything they work out for, everything will be doomed. Nothing will progress in their life. So in this, the argument from Arjuna is that, that he can't do the kill all these men and the battlefield. What is the position of all the wife are leading in the house? What is going to happen to them? And who is going to protect them? Who is going to take care of them? There will be great destruction by battling this thing. So other than talking all those things, how he is talking by saying that the opposite, that people are standing to fight the deep. So now Arthur's arguments is right about. Is right or wrong? Is acceptable? So if acceptable, the Bhagavad Gita should have finished within the one chapter. True or not? Why Krishna going to the second chapter? Because somewhere that Krishna found, then Arjuna is talking for his interest. What is his threat? He saw that his grandfather is dead. His teacher is dead. His family members. Arjuna is talking for the small tribe of people. But Krishna is thinking about him. He was a vessel, a broken vessel. This was something, Arthur is talking for the peace of his family. Where Krishna is going to come for the peace of the One voice. So Krishna called Arjun. There's a forest in the country. In the forest, there are many trees are there. In every tree, there are many deeps are there. And one leaf falling from a tree, what is the loss for the tree? Arjuna Krishna is asking Arjuna, so one leaf is falling from a tree. Is there anything else for the tree? Even one tree is, lost in the forest. Is there any loss for the forest? Even one forest is lost. Is there any loss for the country? Even one city is lost. Is there any loss for the country? But if the whole country is lost, everything is paid. So Krishna is talking about the bigger picture of peace and happiness, prosperity of the world, where Arjuna is okay focusing into a domestic, where Krishna is focusing into the international, because we are interconnected in every base to each other. In this day, the first argument, Arjuna is putting forward is that very beautiful argument that the women are the main elements of peace, happiness, prosperity of the world. So if you are harming the womanhood, if you are disrespecting them, and if you are not understanding, they are very green, they can make a very contribution for the whole world. By destroying all these people in the backstream, there's going to be a great disaster. So for that reason, Arjun says, abroad fighting. So now on the second chapter, Krishna will bring in more information. Now we have got the argument of Arjun. The wonderful argument Krishna has made. Turana, without your mother, you are not here. Turana, that's your mother. We give a birth to a child, and she's a good mother, and it's a good children is coming out. And to the good mother, the outlook of family in most cases must be very good. So from the first chapter, we have to understand for a family to have a very beautiful peace, for a family to prosper and be happy, husband and wife must take the responsibility to respect each other. By not having that kind of responsibility, by all this argument, all this fighting, the family is not going to rest of peace. They're not with the prosperous anyway. Now, why Arjuna is telling the woman must be protected? Because the Shastra say the women are as good as the children. The emotions are too high all the time. The woman, they're very beautiful people, very nice people. But that's why he said motherly. They're very motherly. They're very wonderful people, but the emotion is very high. According to the Chanakya, he said they barely come to hunger. The woman 2 times more hunger than the man. They were 2 times more than the man. When come to the shyness, the woman are 4 times more than the man. And come to the anger, the woman are 6 times more than the man. And come to the desire, the chopping. And to the chopping, the woman are 8 times more than the man. So every single way is because the woman's heart is more softer than the man. Even the science to him agreed to that. You see, the weight of the heart of the woman is only 230 gram to 280 gram. Is the weight of the heart of the woman. 230 gram, 280 gram. Whereas the man is from 280 gram to 340 gram. The heart is more healthier than the woman. Why the man normally that got more heart attack? Because, the woman heart is very soft, very mild. And very easy to move very faster than, no faster than the man. So the woman, the emotion are going more faster. The man is not able to catch up with the woman. So they all heart attack die. So, whatever way you say that, the woman are very soft, very mild, and they're like a children. So just like a children must be protected, the woman also must be protected. And the very important thing must be taken care. Because they are the one is going to produce the population of the world and of people there. And for that reason, Arjun said, you must protect a woman. So Allah Deva said, this is this first chapter for you, take away. So now you have to understand when you go back to the house, what you have to do for the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Who can answer? A man they say all day. Book and love your burger, Babon. That has to be a takeaway. Like, God, what is the takeaway? From the first chapter, they try it in the crying, y'all. Now the man can say one takeaway. What you do, Bodak, your house, what is the, is there any man can speak and say? No, smelling mad answer. Everybody shy to answer. Man must answer the well done back to the ladies. What is the takeaway of today's chapter 1? You're married and... What is the takeaway from the first chapter? Raise your hand, anybody. I have a dog. And... Take care of your wife. Get a gig and for each. But back to your house. Yeah. He says, you're a very important person in my life because I have given children for, when I die, the children can do some rights for them. Without anything, my life is zero. To know, you earn your money, you're wealthy, everything, but nothing with that. What you live for? What you make money for? So there is no, somebody has brought a great value in your life. That is your voice. Don't mistreat that. Don't argue with them. We are not here to dominate others. The whole Mahabharata was taking more and more than become the domination of his leg for great disaster in the lives of the, you know, the Kaurava. So we are not here to dominate that. I dominate you because of a woman, not my boys, you know? But here we are not here to dominate each other, but we are here to share the, you know, the duty, help each other. We got the greatest, you know, both in our lives. Something like that, you fall into the world of pattern seed. As I said, the world light in the world is a pattern. Every day you pattern. And the human light is cross over the pattern. We know what the pattern, then we don't come back again into the pattern seed. There's a human light. And to do it alone is not easy, very difficult. So now Krishna gives you a white. Take the help of your white. Help each other. And you two go to the... So, but Krishna is many kind. He has given you a husband, he has given you a wife to help each other to achieve the goal of life, not to dominate and destroy your life and the rights of others. The first thing when we go back to our, today is on the first chapter. I love you, you go in the, what do you say? Venipoli,
take care of my face.
We stand up and say, can you be able to set your wife? When they, your wife is here now.
We get all our family on wide to love each other.
Today, go back again today.
Hey, the way you get by the, you sound there. Run on, hey.
Today, you make a very good, you know, statement to your wife. I thank you so much for all this while you have remained in my life. I appreciate every single contribution you have made in my life. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, I might have bought you. But the material world is a deep battle sheet. We're battling again for our own survival. So I might have done something may not be very pleasurable to you. But I seek for forgiveness. But I must tell you that, you know, I'm very happy that you have been incarnated in my life by the blessing of the Lord. And all your contribution I appreciate. Please remain the uniform as you will. Let us help each other. You made that in a statement. That will be a changing coin in your life. When people are hungry for nothing is going to change here. The world material was very hungry, so the Lord has made everything enough for us. You know, that's why, you know, he didn't say, there is, you know, everything in the world for the meat of the people. But there is not enough for the greed of the people. There is enough for the need of the people, but not enough for the greed of the people. They have become greedy. Why? Because they have become slaves to a whole uncontrolled sense. This you will be seeing again and again, the next chapter, next chapter, next chapter. The first chapter, this is the thing. That, you know, to respect and appreciate, you know, your wife, you know, live together, help each other, and then carry on to see how to win over the battle of life. If most of you are married before the children, there is no reason for you and your husband to fight, because now, you know, there is nothing demand between both of you. Only you got something somewhere other. to see the dancing of the children. So now, the ride is over already. The moment you are given birth to a child, your right leg forward. And now you could focus into somebody or blowing into the light. You have to make sure that there's enough food on the table for them. There's enough money to get them education. There is enough, contribution to make the light more successful. So your focus is, has to be on your children, not among each other. Because there is nobody going to be happy by going more deeper into your own eyes. And the more deeper you dig into yourself, the more trouble you're going to see. You may think I'm not married, I will always know honesty. My mother told me honesty. When I joined the movement, my father always tell me, get married. He said, don't mind you worship Krishna, but get married. And my mother will come and do this to your father. Every time my father see me, he say, my son, I don't mind you praying anything, but get married. And married and then with your wife, you're going to pray. And my mother will say, no, don't make that mistake. I made that mistake, your father. No. So one day, I went to my mother, asked my mother, are you really happy marrying the father? My mother says, oh. Then my mother say, if I knew the Hare Krishna defined Mario's father, I would have joined the temple. My mother, but because the children, they stick together. Now you are the focus in our lives. So you are happy being a singer. Just keep weaving the light. Don't worry. Don't make that mistake. So I went to my father. My father said, so you spoke to your mother? What your mother said? My mother said, gonna send you. And my father said, well, nobody knows about this deal. I regret marrying your mother. My father doing it. I told my mother, said she regret marrying you. You are saying you regret marrying the mother. But why are you pushing me into the thing? My father said, he's dying. He said, it is my dear son, you are breaking. You are thinking that every marriage and everybody are very peaceful, nobody is arguing, nobody fighting. But he got the alchemy out there. There is an issue there. Ocean. In the ocean, there is big day, there's small day, but there is no time that the ocean without the waves. So there are problems everywhere in the family. Some are big, some are small. But this is life. I told my father, I do this kind of that. And my mother is at a very busy time with my father. But my father is very looking to all the children. I would not find maybe any other father would be begging away. But my father is very loving to the children. But somewhere the compatibility with my mother, somewhere in the, is lacking. Always, there's some argument inside. And one time my mother called and told me, and she was, before she reached the poly, she told me that, thank you so much by bringing bubble beta in my life. My mother told me that your father is always, giving me, trouble, my mind is, he's torturing me mentally, this and that. I told my father, you take the bubble beta. You always read the bubble beta. Or changing beat, I said, well, you are tired of reading bubble beta, take this one chant. This is what happened. So my mother all the time, either she is the chanting beats or she is the bubble beta. And whenever my father would come to start the conversation with my mother, and my mother here reading a Bhagavad Gita, or she is chanting, so my father knows I should not disturb her because she is praying. The always thing. She is praying, so I should not. So my mother all the time, either Bhagavad Gita then end or beats in the end. And my father was coming coffee. Said, you become devotee, that's your problem, you can become a devotee. Why you made my wife devotee? She's not enough talking to me. And my mother says, you're back. Help me. Practically, you have saved my life from your father. Just because of the Bhagavad Gita. Say this way. The life of the human is very, a lot of challenges, tests and tribulations are there. Within all the tests and tribulations, we have to make sure that they always remain on the path of, dharma. They always, a dead evil principle in our life. Because things are going wrong, it doesn't mean that we have to break our own, principles. So this is where Krishna is bringing Bhagavad Gita, that the remaining is what you want. And at the same time, how to win over the battle, how it hits you. So there is a Bhagavad Gita from second chapter onward. You hear the next day what Krishna is trying to advise here. If what Arjun says already good enough, that means there is no requirement for second chapter up to the 18th chapter. But Krishna is bringing another information for the vessels of one world. He says about your family story, he says about your family story. But Krishna knows about the past, present and future. He is going to talk about the global, you know, unity. He's going to talk about the global peace. That we are already included into the global peace and unity. So I'll stop here today and I hope that you have understood. There's a takeaway from the first chapter. Kindly respect the wife. Kindly try to appreciate the contribution. And kindly work together, help each other to achieve the goal. As I said, many of you already got a children. And your focus is the children. Your light is overflowing. And focus into them. Once you finish your duty very nicely towards them, and your free body again, and you like in a very, you know, principled way. Cannot be minus value in everything. There has to be a plus value in water, whether you're eating or sleeping or joining with any other people around. There is a great value in your life, which you will be, contribute for the entire human society. So I'll stop here. Anybody have got any questions or any doubts here? Anybody?
This time revenge there, I guess.
Fesky Badia.
Who spent the good on a ticket?
Yeah, it's already been there. All the Duryodhana side, the Kauravas, 100 babies are born through the sensitive. Although they do not use the tea, they use the pot, you know, that time. Without recycle. Today, all about recycle, you know, bringing many other damages to the nature. So in this way, that the one, you know, production of the Kalava side, they made it into 100 pots, no? So that is another story of a testy baby already been there. And we learn a lot of other information as we are moving into the, you know, the state. The next video will be on the, you know, the Krishna is going to talk about the same thing, but it's going to add in another thing. To balance it up, because now reward another thing which Kaltun is missing out in this conversation. Krishna is the highlight of that day. And then that day chapter you will be going into now, we are really, you already know the good things, the important thing in our life. Now how to apply it, you know, without offending ourselves, is going to be the karma yoga action. Yeah? So we will go step by step in all these things and all. Importantly, today the chapter you understood, and you make a decision, you revise. If all this while we have not respected our woman and the house, you revive. And just say thanks for your contribution. I appreciate that. Let us help each other so that our lives can be happy and peaceful. Our children can be more happy and peaceful. And by our happiness, the neighbor also can pick up some, you know, some thought and lesson for our lifestyle. You can enjoy your life. You want to give anything yet. As we go by in the chapter, you will understand. Actually, there is nothing to lose in the world. Everything is given for your own, you know, happiness of life. Every creation of Krishna yet is meant for you. You have to take it away from you, but give it properly, that's all. Somebody giving a card to yours, and you're responsible if you make sure that, no, if somebody sells car, but no, I have to take the responsibility if you use the car and give back as it is, not the ex-pro. If today, well, anything is exploitation, is nothing else. So we are having at his own purpose. So make your woman happy and your family more cross-colors, more peaceful.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.